try to learn together. Teisves, Rachis Ishtoi. At least the first couple lines of Teisves. Ramazan the Teisves. The Rachis Ishtoi, the Mishnah has a list of the Zayin Arayas. At Poitros Tzoloseim, Betzoros Tzoloseim, Min Achalitzo, Min Aibu, Matzof Kol Oilom. One of the lists is Vachois Ishtoi. Rek Teisves, Ve'ein Le'akshois. The Nido, Te'osar Le'yobom. O Le'yabem. Avati, Shemetaheres Acharkach. Even that later she becomes Toir and she's Mutter. אבל מכל מקרים, תסס רואן, דה מוביל הלוך אהב נעשרו. כמו יחוס אישתו, אישאינו מסייבמס, אפילו מייסו אישתו אחרי כן. פריק תסס, תת נידו, היבום דה וזה נידו בשעס נפילה, even if later she became toy, she'll be also, אז זה דה יחוס אישתו, that is also, and is הלוך, even that הלוך is, that יחוס אישתו is only also בחייה. If a person is married, a lady and she dies, he's allowed to marry the sister. But if the Yevama was Achis Isha and then your wife is Niftar, you're allowed to marry the Yevama because he is also Mitzad Nesra. So for Tesis, a Yevama that was a Nida and became Ois Nida will be Nesra. And Tesis answered, that I don't need Achis Isha. Vishar Arayas. Shaisu Roimed al Yevam Tfei Mishav Meyodam. אבל נידו לכולם מהסור, ואפילו בנידוס לכו, I have time even to that. אבל זה תזה שתו דקה, שוואי is more נעשו אין נידו? And the answer is, לא ידעו מילה אחרי סישה. So, פשט and תזה קשה, just we'll try to learn together the פשט, we have two מהלכים, and תזה is קשה. The first מהלך, רב חיים, אז אלה ברוך ברבינס דם בשם רב חיים, Taisus only asks the kasha, ein le'akshoy is the nido te'oser la'yobom. That nido will be nesro. If the yevama was a nido b'shas nefile, even if later she's ois nido, she's nesro. But Taisus doesn't ask, v'im toimar, if the yevama was nido, she'll be potur michalitza, and she will be poiter the tzor. Taisus only said the words, that she'll be nesro. She even didn't say the words, shetia nifteres. שתהיה נעשרו. So the question was, זאת הברוך בר בשם רב חיים. That is מדויק in Tesvets, that the question is תקה only מצד that will be נעשרו. I want to explain, before we start, what is so שוור, what is so מחודש in this רב חיים? חוץ עם דיוק. מי שלמה, if we will learn פשט in Tesvets, like we'll see in a second, that Tesvets means to ask, that the Nida will become also, and she will partner the Tzoro, and she'll be part of Mi'imu Bechalitza, so it makes sense that Tesis is coming to ask the Kasha. We said, Chamesha Srenoshim Poitres Tzoroseyem, I have 16, Nida. She also has Poitres Tzoroseyem. But if we're going to learn like Reb Chaim, that Tesis is not asking a Kasha that will part of the Tzoro, Tesis is not asking a Kasha that will be part of Mi'chalitza, so what is the Kasha? Neso? Maybe Einach and Ami. Maybe not as Neso. Stay somewhere as Nish. Steht er bei Yevomet, wo es ein Nieder ist, nur Ness? Aber wo steht das nicht? So one will have to say, that was a stomach, that was a stomach, as he does, as he will have to say, Pshad Nebi Reb Chaim, lo ishomanu, lo ishomanu. Chois Isho is bepasht es shomanu, lo ishomanu. As he Reb Chaim will have to learn Pshad? What is this discussion? We know, so maybe yes, maybe Taka. The
Gemara
Mishachim, the Gemara Mishachim,
the
So Gemara Pesach. If Tesis knows the Gemara, then the Gemara Pesach in Mashma, then Tesis finds the Gemara later, and you say this whole Tesis is devoid on the Gemara. Lay Mashma, Hochi.
Baruch Bar brings that from Shum Sadash and not a wood potter. Just
again. We'll see in a second. The Pashtus, Reb Chaim, Baruch Bar, the Pashtus, the Shem Reb Chaim, it doesn't patter the Tzoro, and it doesn't patter from Chalitza, and Tesis is only asking Neso. So the first Ta'ora is, I'm just explaining what is Shver in the Reb Chaim, the Bible, I hope it will answer these guys also. Then the ganze kasha of Tesis, what is Shvera? Maybe Eina Chanami. So, but on that kasha we could answer, maybe Eina Chanami, Loi Mash Mahochi. Another order that the Reb Chaim's pshat is very Shvera. We're not learning this one now. Maybe that Lamed, maybe Lamed Beis. Who is learning this one now? For us, it works out. The chapter one blatt also to learn Nesro. Who learns Nesro when you start up base? That's why I'm with Lamed base shachas in the sugi of Nesro. Basis here is asking Akasha. No one spoke about Nesro. No one knows Nesro. And don't tell me that. So someone wants. So it was the Ilu, Rabbi Tamid Chochem, the one that answered that was posher that is Nesro because if it would be no Nesro, so why after his isho patters the tzora? So mucher is that. If Nesro is muchach in the Mishneh from somehow, so why did the Gemara have to be mechadish in the flamet? Omar Rabbi Yehuda kol yevom Moshein and yikoyin vom Mishas befilo. Obviously, there's no mokir to Nesro till you get to the flamet. This is where we were busy in the first day with Eishasach, Mephila Shnir, Eishasach. We're not going with Nesro. Rav Nochem was miyasin, the base has to work out without Nesro. We're not going back to all of the Yichofas.
Maybe Tosis knew that the
Yachikal
was maybe only 4 days.
I said, no. So this is the very shvelk, and hopefully in the end maybe we'll manage to miyash of it. But these are the two Aoris and Reb Chaim's pshat. Dainu, even if Tosis is asking a kasha, a simple kasha on Esro, the first Aoris is, maybe Ein Lechanami, Abu Shtei Taznish, you want to say Psochim, I think it's a Doichak, they can tell it. And the second shayla is, who is asking kasha on Esro? We're learning Achris Isha. The second mahalach in Tesis. It's just saying, as that sort, Elbe was Kenzai Mutta, is Euch Bishas. We'll have to get. The second mahalach to learn Tesis, as they be in Tesis Yeshonim, and as they be in Tesis Maharam, Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz and Daftes. The Tesis is asking a kasha that neither will be Osu, she will partner the Tzorah, she will partner from Chalitze. They don't say the words chalitze. They only say that this yeshonim only said that she will patter the tzor if you saw the this yeshonim inside. But for sure that this yeshonim means also to patter from chalitze because he wants it to be in the mishnah. He's asking why this vav noshim be the zayin noshim. So if the kasha is that it will be in the mishnah, so for sure that this yeshonim is learning that she spoke to michalitze and she patters the tzor because that this yeshonim is telling that will be one of the lists be the zayin noshim. So he's cholek on Reb Chaim in ganzen. Is Nesro, is patering Tzor, is patering from Chalitza. Now we have to know that the feed this pshat, it's very glat, and stam is a shoychat. If you, I'm sure you have this yeshonim in front of you, you see the dibur ha-maskil of this yeshonim is different from the dibur ha-maskil of Tesis. Tesis dibur ha-maskil is a choy sishtoy, he's busy with Nesro, shmektzach Reb Chaim. Mashaeng in this Yeshonim, the Dibur HaMaskil is not Achris Ishtoi, it's Bidoi. Bidoi, the first Harayas in the Mishnah, Bidoi. Frank this Yeshonim, I have another one. Lav Dafka Bidoi, I have another one, Tezayin Noshim. This is Maharam and this is Rabbeinu Peretz. Stam Asakash and the Sugit of Test. Vahike, the Gemara tries to find more on the list. Frank this is Maharam and this is Rabbeinu Peretz and Daftes. This is the reason they're in Daftes. Why this Maram days of Peretz and Daftes and not here? Because there's no Shabbos or Sugya. What the Gemara did? So they take learn. So forget. It's a Shoychat take that it's take Tesis. Our Tesis will go with the Mahalach from Reb Chaim. That Tesis is asking a Kasha and Nesro. Why we don't say Nesro again? Mechel Tesis and why Tesis is asking it here? We have to Meyashiv. And the second Mahalach is Tesis Maram of Peretz. And Tesis Yeshonim, that it's klor, that it patters the tzor, it's klor that it's part from Chalitza because they wanted to be in the list of the 15 Noshim Poitos Torah Seim, and this is their kasha. Now, a little ha'ore, again, ha'ore and that pshat, so their kasha is a clear kasha. Why it's a erve, so let it to patter the tzor, let it to patter from Chalitza, why it's not listed in the Mishnah? Kasha is clear. Why they start the question? And as a Nesro, and the Mele they ask the Kasha. Why they have to bring back Dome of Nesro? Maybe there's no Nesro. Maybe she's only also for a week. But in that week, she will part of the Tzorah. Achris Isha. For the time that she's Achris Isha, she parters. Don't tell me that someone that has no Nesro doesn't patter, because Achris Isha parters the Tzorah, even though we don't know Nesro. Remember that class. You can't tell me that you only could patter if it's Nesro. Because Achris Isha patters the Tzorah, and we don't know Nesro till the Flamet. Abale is a mokin to be mechalik. But this is the pshat where we have to shtel on, and this is really a lot of the pshat that we see and taste in the Rishonim, Yeshonim, Maram, Rabbi Peretz, and Maharam. That when they're shtelling the kasha that will take a pater the tzor or pater from chalitza, they're not stam asking the kasha. They're asking the kasha with the akdomah that needs a nes. So we'll try a little bit to be mevad. Reb Chaim's pshat. We'll start first with Reb Chaim's pshat. Reb Chaim's pshat, the tesis did not ask on chalitza, maybe even not on patering tzor, but for sure not on chalitza. Why? Because we have a sugi and a chof. The Gemara says we have a drosha or leo that you can do yibum. Pisha lachoyse lisikach, litzchor, legalis uvoso oleo bechayeo, oleo, oleo. We have a drosha that all of the arayis are potu meyibum. Rabbi says, el regufe lo yitzriche kohen dafches. We know that arayis are potu meyibum. Frek the Gemara and the chof amud alef, we know that the potu from yibum because isha lachoyse lisikach, litzchor, legalis uvoso oleo bechayeo. But why the potu from chalitza to take off the shoe? What is the problem? Yeah, arayis, not arayis, you could just pull off a shoe. What is the chisolim to do chalitza? And the Gemara says it's a cloud called Shein Oile Leibum and Oile Lechalitza. Frame the Gemara and Chof Amud Aleph in the bottom. If you tell me a cloud called Shein Oile Leibum and Oile Lechalitza, Chayvelavim Nami. Chayvelavim Ve'ese, that Ein Ese, Deicha Leifese Ve'ese. So the Gemara Shnashtei, Chilezes Ve'loi Misya Bemes, say the cloud called Shein Oile Leibum and Oile Lechalitza. And for the Gemara and the Chof, it says, ואוסו יבימו יש לך יבומו שאוילו לחליצו ואינו אוילו לאיבום. פרק נגמור, I don't. I have one drosha, כל שאינו אוילו לאיבום, אינו אוילו לחליצו. I have one drosha, יש לך יבומו שאוילו לחליצו ואינו אוילו לאיבום. מי לא איסו? Why you decided that in הרייס, כל שאינו אוילו לאיבום, אינו אוילו לחליצו? And in חייבלאבים ועשה, you decided that אבל פי שאינו אוילו לאיבום, אוילו לחליצו. And for the Gemara, Arayas lo itafsi bo kiddushin, chayvelavim tafsi bo kiddushin. Arayas lo itafsi bo kiddushin, chayvelavim tafsi bo kiddushin. So the Gemara and the Chof, the Maskona is, chag arayas lo itafsi bo kiddushin, we have a droshe kol she'eino oile leibum, eino oile lechalitza. Chayvelavim, da tafsi bo kiddushin, we say oile lechalitza. Bemeir ezot reboruch ber b'shem Reb Chaim, Nido, ain't a chinami shizer, is chayiv kores, or tafsi bo kiddushin. The Gemara that Nuntes darshins that Nido tafsi bo kiddushin. You're not allowed to do the beer, or tafsi bo kiddushin. So the main is oil and chalitza. So you never can ask a kasha, Nido should be potum michalitza. You can't say that she's potum michalitza. Why you can't say that she's potter michalitza? Because tafsi bo kiddushin. So you can't ask write it in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is a list of noshim shapoyet atzosay min ha'ayim min ha'chalitza min ha'ayim v'atzof kol ha'ayla. So Tesis is only asking a zaytik ha'kasha, abo v'zay ne'esro. This was Tesis' kasha. This is the way Rebbe Ochber, and Shiur Rebbe Ochber. We have him yadim ha'mekem, it's b'ngzah b'shem Reb Chaim, and this is the avone, that val tafsi bo kiddushin benido, we can't say kol she'ein ha'oile le'ibu and ha'oile le'chalitze, b'meile she's in the parsha of chalitze, b'meile she's in the parsha of chalitze, and b'meile Tesis cannot ask a kash. So b'etzem it miyad brings us to a kash. So vos freik Tesis Yeshomi, vos Tesis Ma'aram, Amor, we only have Reb Chaim, so we said this is the pshat in Tesis. Today that we have a Tesis Yeshomi, we have Tesis Maharam, we have Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, we have Rishonim Brurim, that Tesis wanted that neither will be potum meibum v'chalitza. Rishonim Brurim. And Reb Chaim said good. Reb Chaim was right. Reb Chaim said v'shtikul teireh. But he was right. That you cannot say that arayis are potum meibum v'chalitza, I'm sorry, that neither is potum meibum v'chalitza, because tafsi b'kiddushin. So while you cannot say that she's potum because tafsi b'kiddushin, so b'meile, what they will answer? And then comes Reb Shleime Haiman. And so Reb Shleime, that all of that Gemara, it's not a reason. It's only a reason why to darshan. It's not the pshat that Misha Tafsi Kiddushin is in the parsha of Chalitza, Misha Loi Tafsi Kiddushin is not in the parsha. Like Reb Chaim Reb Ochber wanted to explain the Gemara. The Gemara is only a shayla. Why to darshan that Araya Sapotu? And why to darshan that chayvelavim need chalitza? I have a posuk to say kol she'ein oile le'ibum and oile le'chalitza. And I have a pasuk to say, Yesh lecha yevama sho'ilu lechalitza ve'ino ilu le'yibu. Mai ro'iso? So in the Gemara, ro'iso. Arayas lo itafsi b'kidushin, chabelav itafsi b'kidushin. But today, it's a klal. Arayas apotu, chabelavim are not potu. The male nida is called arayas, the male is potu from chalitza. So for sure, the way of Reb Shleima, that is the way that Teis Yishonim, Teis Maharam, Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, this is the way they understood the Gemara. So we have Be'etzem, a double machlekes. We have a machlekes, how to learn our Teis is kashe. Reb Chaim's mahalach, that the kashe is only why Zayin Nesro, but we're not asking a kashe that should be potter from Chalitza, and maybe even the Pater Ritzor. We're only asking that will be a aloche of Nesro. And we have the Rishonim that are asking that neither will Pater Ritzor and Pater from Chalitza. And second shlab of the machleikus is, Reb Chaim is explaining why in his mahalach Tesis is not asking more from that, because Tesis learns that Val, she's oile, she's tafsi b'kiddushin, when a lady is tafsi b'kiddushin, she's not potter from chalitza. To be mufka from chalitza, you need to be loy tafsi b'kiddushin. That is the oinek of Dachof. And the Rishonim, Tesis Rishonim, Tesis Maharam, Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz will have to learn that the Gemara dear, it's not a reason, it's not a sibo that it's tafsi kiddushin, yes chalitza, if no tafsi kiddushin, ain chalitza, it's only a way how to decide to darshin. But today is a klal. Erve, ptura mehibum vechalitza. Not erve, is chay behibum vechalitza. This is the tzursa d'shmaise. Now that we know that this is tzursa d'shmaise, we'll try to understand what is Tesis Peretz. And for Tesis, the loydomi, so Tesis, ve'ein lehakshu is the nida to osu le'yovam ava pishum et ha'eretz. Achar kach, k'mo achu is ishto she'en nisi ha'bemes afilu meis nishto achar kach, so Tesis, the loydomi. The loydomi, the achu is isho v'shar ha'rayes, ha'isur oimed al ha'yovam tfei mishav ne'yodomi. אבל נידו לכולי עלמי אסירה ואפילו בנידו סמש לא בפסוח. So what is Tesis' answer? He asked the קשה, עודר נסרו, עודר הופטו לצור, this was Tesis' קשה. נסרו, עודר הופטו לצור. So what is Tesis' parents? So we'll see Loshana Tesis. The Loidomi, the Achois Isho Beshar Arayes, Ha'isu Oymed Al Ayodom Tfei Mishar Pne Yodom. Achois Isho Beshar Arayes, Ha'isu Oymed. So if the kasha was, why it doesn't patter the Tzor? If the kasha was, why it doesn't patter the Tzor? The Hayom, I have 15 Arayes, Teis Yishonim, Maharam, Rabbeinu Peretz. I have 15, right 16. She's a hermit, the part of the Torah. So Teis is in Shuldik, Leidomi l'Achos Isho. It's not Negea. You want to live from Achos Isho? Achos Isho is Osur on her husband. This lady, her Isur Oymed al Kol HaOilom. So what is the Pshat? It's not a hermit. Come, we'll first explain the words of Teis. For understanding. All of the Arayas is something in between me and this woman. V'horayah. She's only also on me. She's mother to her husband. My sister is also on me. My aunt is also on me. Nira is also a kule alme. The Trumas Hadeshen and the Rosh add, Ve'afilu lebailo asuro. Ari Nira is also given to her husband. So it can be a erbe dike yisu. Ve'horai, this is the Rosh of Trumas Hadeshen. She'ari afilu lebailo asuro. The Rosh also adds it. So b'meile it's nishkin erbe. So the words of Tesis, we'll explain it about Chovah Ben Sashem. But what is the words of Tesis? That Loidomi l'Achos Isho, Achos Isho is Arayas. Over here, Loidomi l'Achos Isho v'shar Arayas. Sho'isu roimed al ayon on tfar mish aval nido lekule al me'asire. And then Tesis says, we met us v'itar, we show him say, but the nido it's not a erbe. So this is the chiluk of Tesis. So now, lo metrachen tzuzamet. And this is the kasha. This is the kasha, and if you're a belchona, this is the kasha givonis. If Tesis kasha was, why it doesn't pattern the Torah? You told me 50, I found lady number 60. Neither, she's a erve. Why it doesn't pattern the Torah? And for Tesis, we learn out Arayas from Achois Isho. Right? Who should call Arayas Le'adoni? She's not the same. She's not a Erve. What is the Svorah? We'll explain later what is the Svorah. Oh, but the answer is, she's not the same. We want to learn taste Balatatish. Ask the Kasha why she doesn't pater the Tzorah. Array, she's one of the Arayas. Vyashlema, she's different. She's green. She's different. All of the Arayas are Kulva. She's not a Kulva. What is the Lomdus? So, and this we have a small Kasha, reflective of Cholom, a Meshivim ala Hekesh. As a reflective of Cholom, a Meshivim ala Hekesh. Rebel Cholom in his psyche, to quote with Tzaores, Aleph, Aleph. This he starts with Omnes. Ein Meshivim ala Hekesh. But this is a small Kasha. Maybe a lot of times, I don't know the clothing of Ein Meshivim ala Hekesh. Also, Ein Meshivim ala, Ein Meshivim ala Hekesh. Yeah, we don't know the clothing on that. Aber fragt Rebel Cholom, if this is his Kasha, is the way Reb Chaim told us, both Bel Beshem Reb Chaim, that the Kasha is Neso. Why we say Neso? Avu Shteit in Teir Neso. Avu Shteit in Teir Neso. No, where it says in Teir Neso? What? We don't know Dar Kinoyim, it's not today. We don't know Dar Kinoyim, Teisus doesn't know Dar Kinoyim, we don't know Dar Kinoyim at all now. Other Svore, Aloch El Moshe Mishinai. So what? Ma'ech patli da loydomi la'achis tisho, frekt Rebel Chonon. Ma'ech patli da loydomi la'achis tisho. But it's Nesro. Nesro is a svore, a lady that was mufka b'shas yibum, the eshesach comes back, the heter yibum falls, but all this period I'm not even going into them. But it's aloch et Nesro. So what is the answer? If the cash is like the Tais Yeshonim, no! So they don't have this issue. You want to learn it out? You can learn it out. You cannot learn it out. Again, Ein Meshivim ala Hekesh, the text says a svore. But if Nesro is a svore, now, Zavtir Bel Cholom, but I will ask the Kasha Shtarker. Shtarker, listen to the Kasha Zasach Shtarker. Rabbi says, Erva Gufe Loi Tzrich Ekro. Right? Rabbi says, Be'etzem, for not doing Yibum and Arayas, I don't need a pasuk. We need the pasuk to patter Tzorah. So if Rabbi says, Erva Gufe Loi Tzrich Ekro, so if there be no pasuk, I will not have a pasuk that you can't do Yibum. So why I will not do Yibum Be'evon Be'arayas? Because Ein Ese Doich Eloisis Ashiyesh Be'koras. How I will know Neso? If there be no pasuk, Hashem will say no pasuk and I will not do Yibum because Ein Ese Doich Eloisis Ashiyesh Be'koras. So all of the arayas will be nismayet from Yibum, because ein eser doich aloysis ashiyesh bakoris. How will know Neso? How will know Neso? I know that I can't do Yibum to my wife's sister, because ein eser doich aloysis ashiyesh bakoris. Now my wife is dead. Why I can't do Yibum? Neso. What is the mocker for Neso?
Same
svarah, same halakha. Svarah! So the tenet is, I have a svarah! No, so fragt Rebel Cholom, so ma'ech patli de loidomi la'achos isho, aber nido is a chai v'krisis, I can do Yibum, and will be Nesro. Again, it's a triple question. First, Ein Meshivim ala Hekesh. Second kasha is, Nesro is a svore. I don't have to learn it from achos isho. So what this says, de loidomi la'achos isho. Aber more from that, fragt Rebel Cholom. Ari Rove says, Erva Gufe Loi Tzrich Ekro. So, Arayas could be mismayed on a posuk. So how I would know Nesro? The Teretz says, I would think about it myself. Misvore, I would say Nesro. So if Misvore, I would say Nesro. So now the might say, I don't have a posuk. Nido. She's going to be in Achos Isha. But she's Arayas. As they break Rebel Cholom. Look in Rebel Cholom inside, in the booklet you have it in page Chofei, not in our day, but in page Chofei, Rebel Cholom Koyvet Tzaores, Aleph Aleph. This was the first piece Rebel Cholom decided when he writes a Sefer on Yevomes. This is in the academic for Rebel Cholom, more from everything else. Simen Aleph Ois Aleph, a small paragraph. This is Rebel Cholom's Kasha. One second, right? This way you'll be an answer maybe. Maybe that would be an answer. About Zay Frek Rebel Cholom. I think you give me the booklet a second. I am Hay. Sorry, I tried to learn the Alpeh Lechol Beres, I didn't manage. I'm sorry. Aleph Aleph. The last four lines. The last four lines, open page, Ayin Hey, Aleph, Aleph, the last four lines of Sifkot and Aleph. Ve'on do'oro ve'ko'om alel ve'guf alo yitzrich ekro. So first he asked the kasha to swore it. And Yeshivim ala hekesh. And then he asks, "Why do Rabbi Kohamar Elva Gufa Litzvich Ekrot?" Aleph Aleph, Sifkot Simon Aleph, Sifkot and Aleph, the last four lines. Ajayin Hey. So first, in the middle, he asks, "Ein Meshiv Malaikas." Okay, Malaikas did not only ask this issue. Ein Meshiv Malaikas, who should call Arayas? But then, "Why do Rabbi Kohamar Elva Gufa Litzvich Ekrot?" Then he said, "They release it." So this is the Shverkish again. This is the Shverkite, the Etzab and our Tesis. And I'm explaining. The Shverkite is Shver on everyone. Also on Tesis Maharam, and also on Tesis Shonim, because they also speak about Nesor. Like we said, even that they're really asking Akasha why it doesn't part of the Torah, but the Teichat Vorim, they're speaking about Nesor, we'll see, we'll get to that. But for sure the way Rebbe Uchber was meyaseh to us b'shem Reb Chaim, that we are learning now the sugya of Nesro, and we're shtelling a kasha. Why Nida is not Nesro? This is the kasha we're shtelling here. Why Nida is not Nesro? And Tesis is answering us. You know why Nida is not Nesro? The Leidomi Lachos Isha. We can't learn it out from Lachos Isha. We have three questions. First, Ein Meshivim Ala Hekesh. We'll call him fight the kasha, without the answer. Second kasha, Frek Reb Elchonon, the kasha is, what is the svara? So what? We learn it misvara. We learn it misvara. We don't have avonah. It's not a drosha. Nesro doesn't say nowhere. Ourselves, when someone is totally evil, we have Nesro. And the third kasha, this is the bombadike kasha, Frek Reb Elchonon. Rabbi says, Erbe gufa leitzrich ekro. Rabbi said that we could learn arayas with other pasuk. If we will say, and this is what Reb Elchonon repeats, and Simon Hayes, you've got Aleph and Yud Aleph Yud Beis, that we do have Mahana Kemisah today. This Rebbe Elchonon repeats the Kasha again, and he tries to say a Teire to Miyash of this Kasha. Oh, but this is the Kasha, as Alamo, Rebbe Elchonon, when he started Yevomis, Aleph, Aleph, this was the Kasha. Because this Be'etzim is Priseach, the Pesach, to go into the Avon. Al Kolcho. Tesis is saying a Svore. Not why we don't darshan from Achos Isha. I'm going now b'shlodo. We'll start first the Pashtus. And then we'll start to go weiter and weiter and weiter to get Reb Nochem and Shlav Bezer Reb Nochem. The Pashtus is, and Azei, Reb Chaim Gizok, and this was Mekubel Alamo to learn Pshat, that Tesis is not coming to say why we don't darshan it from Achos Isha. Because Ein Meshivim, it's a Svore Alein, and Rav Bichlal never learned it mipos. Tesis is saying along the Shesvore and Nesro. Nesro is only when the Chetze is also. Loidomi la'achos isha, and this information was medayki, a word in Tesis. Look in Tesis. Loidomi la'achos isha v'shar arayas. Who needs it like that? It's wrong. I mean, I'm learning m'shar arayas. Other is a hegesh v'achos isha, other mish. The Teretz is Tesis, it doesn't. So now the question, why is it both? Beis Hashem will answer the half of Ophelim. But we call Mekoyim, Tesis doesn't mean to say, why we not make Yishtah Achos Isha? Because if that, Tesis could have stopped. Lo Yidomi La'achos Isha. Tesis says, Lo Yidomi La'achos Isha V'Shar Arayas. He's coming to say, under his fault. Nesro is only when the Chafze is also. When the Chafze is out. When the Chafze is out, you say Nesro. When the Chefze is not out, it's not Nesro. Neither she's not a Chefze de Yisure. I'll give you a marshal. Yom Kippur, you say Nesro? For your home of fourth in Yom Kippur, you say Nesro? How you know? How you know? Bring a raya. We know Kotten Tegat Lenu, Tesis says, right? She waits till it becomes Bar Mitzvah. But that class, five Yom Kippurs in between. Why are we Nesro in the middle? I'm serious, this raya.
Yom Kippur is not
Yom Kippur is Chai
B'Kristus.
You're right. But the answer is, but I'm asking you only because of that. At least you're right. But I'm asking only because of that. What is the answer?
The
Isur Gavra, let. Zog the Chacham Tzvi, have another Raya. Leman the Omar Avelis, the Reise, the Yom Rishin, Evi Yodu, the Yavome, are also the Tashu Shamita, the Shas Nefile, right? To the Gvur. Make an Esrog. We don't need this Raya. This is for the ones that don't get it. The world is posh, Zog Reb Chaim. Zog Reb Chaim, Nesro has to be the chefze. The lady becomes Nesro. And Arayas, maybe it's a svor. The Baran game, Bishlav Aleph, we're going that Nesro is a svor. Elbe Gufa Leitzich Ekor, we don't need a pasuk for Nesro. We're going the Baran, I'm saying Shlav Aleph, Nesro is a svor. But it has to be that the chefze is also. Zoktois is Nido, it's not Arayas bechefze. The Briskarov in the letter brings down, we know every lady that is mezane. So if a person is a lady stam mezane with a guy, seven. Nothing happened. But if she's mezane with chayve krisis, or even chayve lavin sometimes, she becomes a zayna. A kohen is not allowed to marry her anymore. Why a lady that is mezane without going to the mikveh, we don't become a zayna? Lady does tshuva. She's allowed to. Why? Zog the Briskerov, this is a Isur Gavre. Zoyna is a Isur Chefze. This is the reason from all of the Arayas, the kids are Mamzeirim, from neither the kids are not Mamzeirim. What? The Torah says there's nothing bad with Chefze. It's Aliyah the Revi Aliyah. Kibbeheger says the same thing. A person will make a neder not to marry a lady, a Yavama. As the Lois said, even Mandoma, Zogab Kibbeheger is no Shaykh is the Nesra. Who in the guy has a problem? So, the Vav we're saying, Tesis is not, and I'm saying, Shlav Aleph, the Tzua Achip Shuto. We have to learn and then try to get to the Tesis that we got here, Mirabi Seyu. So the Pashto is the way to answer is, we're learning like the Rebbe Reb Chaim, that Tesis is asking Nesra. So Tesis, it's not Nesra, why? Because Bechefze, she's not also. Leidominach is Isho Bishar Arayas. Because the Chefze is not also. Now, after this, I want now to go to Shlav Beis. Okay, this is the glatter way to learn Tesis. We have an answer. Leidominach is Isho, and this is what Tesis is Mamshich. It's not the time in Armis Geles. And not only that it's not chefze in Baalu Konu. And Chayvelami Be'esem maybe is in Baalu Loi Konu. The Teretz here it's not Bechefze. And the Velt says, again, I don't want to go into that because we are Tildevoi, but this is the reason Tesis doesn't say, Ve'oid, the Bepsochim Omud in Baalu Konu. Ve'afilu, it's a Hemshech. It's not chefze, and even in Baalu Konu. Because it's not an answer that's straight off in Baruch Konu. Because you could ask the Kasha and Dalek Mora as well. Tesis is Messiah to what he said. Why Chavelavim Ve'es in Baruch Loi Konu and here Baruch Konu? As if no one will say that in Yom Kippur, if you make a Yibum is in Baruch Loi Konu, or if a Hava takes a Kippur, you'll say in Baruch Loi Konu. So Zayti Gezach. This is the Hemshech of Anasa Tesis. So this is the glatter way to learn Tesis. The reason we have to go weiter and we have to go deeper and to come to the Yesodus of Rabbi Seinu is, because even that it's so convincing, and it's so emes, first, Leidomi Lachis Isha V'Shar Arayas, there's an extra lotion here. They have to say that this is not a chefza. Okay, because Tesis spoke about Lachis Isha. When you see the Tesis Yeshonim, when you see the Tesis Maharam, when you see the Tumas Hadeshin inside, and all of these Rishonim, it is mashma that they're trying to be mafkia from a droshe. You're right, Mitzad Echol is mashma, the way we're explaining the Avonas Advorim, and Mitzad Sheini is mashma a little bit different. That is the reason we have to go a little bit weiter. So I want to go to the next step. Rebbe Chonon himself, and Simen Hay, Sifkotn Aleph, who we have by us, Sifkotn Yud Aleph, and Sifkotn Yud Beis, he doesn't want to accept this answer. And he wants to learn that you only say Nesro when it's a chefze, like we said, but not stam a chefze. Only if it's nismayet min aparsha. If it's not nismayet min aparsha, we don't say Nesro. Not enough that she's bad. She's bad in the Gzeiras HaKosuv that she's out. And if there's no Gzeiras HaKosuv that she's out, Zot Reb Elchanan, we don't say Neso. The Gemara said, Erve Gufe Leitzrich Ekro. Zot Reb Elchanan, the Gemara only meant Leitzrich Ekro Legabei to do the Maise Bir, aber Avadet for Neso, Tzorich Kro. This is Reb Elchanan and Simen Hei. Siv Kodim, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, we have it in Mamakenis of today. But this is Be'etzev Reb Elchanan Mikreach HaKashe. Does not want to learn that the Yosei the Faces is that for Nesra you need a Chefze. This is what Reb Elchanan says. And Reb Elchanan brings down right, it's more Meduik, but we're coming to the Kashe. We're coming to the Kashe. Shara Rais, he didn't answer. I'm asking Amir Adiyuk. I'm not saying it's a Shara Adiyuk. Achis Isha, Shara Rais. But I want to come to the Hechrech, why we have to say the things. We have a Truma Sadeshin. We have a Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin speaks about Meshumedes. A Meshumedes. The Truma Sadeshin speaks about a Meshumedes, a lady that became Hashmat. And the Truma Sadeshin says that she's potu miyibum vechalitze, but she doesn't pater the tzolo. Why? Because she's also al kol ha'olam. The same way Teisa says that she's also al kol ha'olam, leidomi la'chrisisho, because she's also al kol ha'olam, zog the Truma Sadeshin. So the Truma Sadeshin came and said Be'etzim the Yesod of Teisves, and he moved it to the next step. He moved it to the next step. He said, I'm not speaking only about Anida, I found lady number two, Meshumedes. He looks at her like a Erve, because the Aloch is Kanoim Poigim Boy, so it's Chayiv Mise. So that moment of Kanoim Poigim Boy, it's together of Chayiv Arayas, so she's like a Erve, she's Potu Me'ayiv Mechalitze. Oh, but she doesn't pat the tzor. Why she doesn't pat the tzor? Like a nida. So we could say the same thing. Why she's potu meibum? She's a zevi chayvi krisus. She's potu mechalitze and kiddushin toiv simbo. But she doesn't pat the tzor because leidomi lachrisisho. We could say like us, and we could say like you. We could say like us because maybe mishumeres is not bechefze. The lady is the same lady. She just decided to do something. But we could say the hekesh doesn't work. Till here it's glad. Comes Reb Nochem and fragt Reb Nochem. Fragt Reb Nochem. The Orzahu Azok. That is Nesro and Meshumedes. We have Nesro and Meshumedes. You see the Reb Nochem. It's one line. Now it doesn't work. Not our pshat and not Reb Elchanan's pshat. Look in page Kufchov. Kufchov. Dibu Amaschil Omnam Tzorich Iyun, the third line. Understand why Reb Nochem took Yevomis to the second level. And both Mehalchim don't work. Omnam. Oim Koshel Edvoro. The Hinebor Zeruah Kosa. The Lehanach Shittas the Mumorein Azeike. Av ba'osa tshuva mifter mishum de nesra ilomis. Umevuo de gameiche de mifter mishum eru ve gufo leitzor ikro ike nesra. Freit Reb Nochem, nimon epshach. It doesn't pater the tzoro loidomi leachos isho. Other our pshat is nishken bechefze, other your pshat that Hekesh doesn't stim. The Hekesh doesn't stim. And then we don't care from a Mishim on a Hekesh. We don't care. But the Ozarua, that this is the Mokor, says Klo, that is Nesroi Mishumedes. If it's Nesroi Mishumedes, so we see that we have Nesro, that is not the Hekesh. Because he said, Loidomi Lachri Sisho. This is Reb Nochem's Kash. And Reb Nochem said, two steps. First, the easy step. The easy step is, obviously, Nesro is a Svore. Nesro is a Svore. And we have to say that Meshua Medes has it inside her. What Tumas Hadeshet says is Loidomi is only Klape to learn it out to Padre Tzoro. Very Shvach. Very Shvach. But we will have to say that it's a Svore, Nesro is a Svore, that you don't have to learn it from Achris Isha. If you have to learn it from Achris Isha, or you have to have a mute, it doesn't work, because if it has a Pasuk, it's Padre Tzoro. So it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So we have to say that it's a Svore. But if it's a svore, lechure the svore was that loidomi le'arayis. And if the Tumas Hadeshet said that Mishumedes looks like a nida and she's named it to a nida, so it would have to be that there's no nesro. So how we could divide it? So you could have said, no, the Tumas Hadeshet divided the svores. This was enough bechefze to make a nesro, but mikol b'koim loidomi le'achris isha. Very doichak. This is a way out, a very doichak. Zok Reb Nochem, because of that, I want to say a chidush. Zok Reb Nochem like this. Avada, you have to have a mute from the parsha. When someone is nismayet me'aparsha, is nesro. Someone is nismayet me'aparsha, is nesro. Nida was not nismayet me'aparsha. She loidomi la'achris isha, and she's not bechefze, she's not doime, it's not shaykh by her nesro. Zot Reb Nochem like this. Even so, but when it's a mute, that someone is outside of the parsha, then for sure it's nesro. Right again. Nesro does not need a pasuk. Ere v'gufo le'tzri hekron, nesro does not need a pasuk. But this is poshut, that when Hashem said someone cannot do yibum, he's for sure out. So when there's a mute in the parsha, someone is out of the parsha, then he's for sure out. So then we will have Nesro. So we'll say it again, I'm saying it in Nusach Kav. Nesro is a svore, but if someone is bechefze, is Nesro, and if Hashem says someone X, he can do Yibum, he's for sure Nesro. Cool? But Azei, we'll go one more step, just Hatzach Kav, but this is the nice part. So if you have Azei. We know Arayas do erve gufel itzrich ekro. Why she's supposed to be chalitze? Kol shein oile ibum en oile lechalitze. I will say it's a drosh en chai velavim. Mai roiso? Chai ve krisis tafse bekidushim, chai ve krisis lo itafse bekidushim. Zot Reb Nochem, and this is the vote of Reb Ochber and Yevomis. I'll explain it 2 minutes, because we can't, I'm sure you heard about it a little bit in the last 2 days, but this is Reb Ochber's Yevomis. Reb Ochber came and added a shlav in Yevomis. And Reb Ochber says like this, it's not stam, if tafsi kiddushim you have chalitza, and if loy tafsi kiddushim you don't have chalitza. Misvore, a lady cannot do yibum, but you could take off her shoes. No reason not to. We have a drosho, and therefore, if you have to say ish lokachas, or chofetz meyabim, kol ha'oile le'ibu meyle lechalitze, kol she'ein ha'oile liv meyle lechalitze. Frank de gemore mayin lo yiso, tafsi bo kiddush. Zog Reb Ochber, the droshe, I'm a tamtzis because we don't have time now to learn the gemore inside and therefore. Today, ara'er v'gufa lo yitzrich ekro. Aber this is legabe ibum. How you know chalitze? Kol she'ein ha'oile ibum en ha'oile lechalitze, it's a droshe of lokachas. So as a mute, you don't do chalitze. So misvore, every lady that cannot do yibum because she's a kores, she's mufka from chalitze. But she's mufka from chalitze because it's a droshe of lokachas. That droshe patterns from chalitze. So Arayis cannot do Yibum because Ein Esa Deich Eloises that she has to be called. But the Droshev Kol She'ein Oile, what does the Droshev? Listen good. I'm asking you a question. Okay? Mamish Balabatish Balabatish. I can't do a Yibum to Chai Velavim because Chai Vekrisis, because Ein Esa Deich Eloises this. So why I can't take off a shoe? I'm asking you a question. Hey, why I can't take off a shoe? Why I can't take Kol She'ein Oile? So what? Why this lady I can take off her shoe, and this lady I can't take off the shoe? Hora Aduma? Try to say a hezbo. But what is a hezbo? What? It's a drosha. What states in the drosha? That these ladies are out. So now we have a pasuk that they are out. So even if he rove she'er v'guf elo yitzrich ekro, aber after kol she'ein oile le'yibum and oile le'chalitzo, every lady that is chores and she cannot do yibum, the droshev, the chof, takes her out of the parsha. This is called Rebuch Berz Yevomes, that every, today we have one miut from Oleo, and we have a miut from Velokho. That val, kol she'ein oile le'yibum and oile le'chalitzo, zog Rebuch Berz. So today, and this is the reason it's stolen, the same reason Eina Teifes Bokidushin, we didn't give her Zikas Chalitze. She's out. She's Mufka from the Parsha. So someone will ask you, El Begufa Lo Yitzrich Ekro, why she's out? Stam or Hashem took her out? Why she's out today? So Hashem took her out. And Hashem could let her to take off the shoe. Again, I can't do Yibum because Eina Esa Deich Eloises she has Bekores. But I could do Chalitze. Kol She'ein Oile. Kol She'ein Oile Velokachas. Kol She'ein Lecho Velikuchim. A person that doesn't have Tfisas Kiddushin, she's out. From where she's out? From Kol She'ein Oile Le'Yibum and Oile Le'Chalitze. So these are the words. Is it not the Hezbel? I don't want to go into the Hezbel. Come, we'll just take out the word. If you have them later, you'll Ma'ayim good in the Chof. But the Yesod of Rebuch Ber is that every issue that you can't do Kiddushin, you can't do Chalitze. This is Kol She'ein Oile. It's totally in Tfisas Kiddushin that it's a mute, or like Reb Shlomo, or like a Drosha, that she's Mufka from the Parsha. Mele, now listen, the beautiful Rebuch. Mesro is only if you Mufka Bechefze. If you're not Mufka Bechefze, you're not out. What makes you to be Mufka Bechefze? Other, like we said, Erva Bechefze. If Hashem says you're out of the Parsha, you're out of the Parsha. B'meile, Zokter Azei. Chavilavim v'krisis are out of the Parsha, not because it's Oleo, but they're out of the Parsha because the Chof. So now Zokter Noch, Meshumedes, it's Arayis. She can't do Yibum. So she can't do Chalitza also. So she's out of the posuk, or she's out stam today? Meshumedes that today is chai v'krisis, and she's potu me'ibum, and because kol she'ein oile le'ibum and oile le'chalitze, she's out stam, or now she has a mute with Fira Baruch Ber? What? The Fira Baruch Ber, now she has a posuk. Understand why? The Fira Baruch Ber, every chai v'krisis, even if there's no oleo, because kol she'ein oile le'ibum and oile le'chalitze, they become out. While she's out, while she's mufka from the parsha, the male she has a mute. They call it in the Yevomes Begenusa, the mute from the lokachas. The mute from the lokachas kol she'ein oile. The male is like Reb Nochem, the meshumedes today that can do yibum and can do chalitze. She has a mute or she doesn't have a mute? She has a mute. So today she has a mute. But maybe she has Nesro. But the Tumas Hadeshin could say Vaiter, but she will not patter the Tzoro, because they don't have a fish. So there's two ways to have a mute. There's one way to have a mute because Oreo. There's one way to have a mute because She'ein Oile Le'Yibum and Le'Chalitze Rebuch Berz Yevomes that is Memaet. And you have a mute of a isha that Bechefze is not. So Tesis really speaks out all of the Nekudas. Neither, she's not Mismayet Bechefze, she's not Domila Chois Isha, and Tafsi Bo Kiddushin, the male is no Nesro. But if you lose one of these things, she's domila chesisha, so she has a leo. If you have that she's bechefze, she has a neso. If you will have a milk because leitavsi b'kiddushin, she will have a neso. So if you go to all of the places, alamolet will shim. So this is the reason the etzem, I'm saying it b'ktzola, but that's the yisoy. The gladkeit, you have to remember alamol, when we started to learn, the gladkeit, tesis lir neso, es takir svore, tesis doesn't mean leitome lafisisha, he just means chefze v'gabre. That is the glad guy. The reason it's not so gishmak, like you said, Lashon HaTesis, and Tesis Nunu, Lashon Trumas HaDeshen, Lashon Tesis Yeshonim, it's mashma mamish that it's a meal. As then Reb Nochem added the second floor. If someone is nismayt from a parsha, then for sure you will have a dance floor. If you out misfore, and if Hashem said you out, you also out. It's also mafkia you from the parsha. For that we need to say, neither loidomi lachrisisho. Meshumedes is takel idomi lachrisisho, although Varish is chayv krisis, and Tumas HaDeshen himself says that she's potter michalitze, b'meile she has nesro. This is pochis yoisa b'ktzoro Reb Nochem's mehalach to be mazda the suya.
Then they'll probably come back later than 9:30, but whatever.